Hey Trent, this is Terry from Dead Puppy Records.
Hey buddy, what's up?
Not much. Just trying to get all my recording stuff set up so I can maybe possibly interview you this morning.
Where are you guys at?
Kentucky, in a little place called Columbia. We're originally from Casey County, which is just this little itty bitty hillbilly town, which is pretty much exactly like you sing about. I think that's what really caught my eye with your music is it made me think a lot of growing up.
Yeah, I was born in Murfreesboro and lived in a little town called Woodbury, backward ass as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved over to East Tennessee up in the mountains. Got a good dose of that over in Greenwood, Tennessee. So that's kind of where it all comes from.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of seems like you actually know what you're talking about a little more than most of these country singers.
I've ran through a few hollers, that's for sure.
Well, hell, a lot of the stuff you sing about, like in I'm Country and everything, like I said, it sounds like you're singing about the way I grew up, so obviously you grew up that way.
Yeah, I'm Country, I got that idea because of something my dad said, and he was like, talking to him on the phone, talking about one of his neighbors. He goes, yeah, he grows little corn, little beans, might even grow a little pot.
But yeah, your music's pretty pure, pretty real. A lot of these, well, I don't know, I'm not really into country music nowadays. I like the old country, Johnny Cash, Merle, and Willie, and all that.
Hard to get excited about much anything.
Well, the way I've always described it is country has turned into watered-down 70s rock.
Yeah, I was playing with a guitar buddy of mine yesterday. We were writing a song. And he said, you know, I don't play any country music anymore. He said, I go out with these bands. He's a hired gun guy.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, basically, I play bad 80s rock.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, it's like, there was some old movie, I can't even remember what it was, but they had a country singer in it, and he was singing a song about how he was a cowboy who had never seen a cow, and I'm like, man, that makes me think a lot of the new country music, I mean, especially the female country singers, a lot of them, you can tell, they're just little rich girls that just got out of high school or college and got lucky, and, you know, now they're singing, you know, their voice is too southern for pop music, so they're country, you know, but, I don't know, a lot of the music, like, your stuff and Lucinda Williams and Steve Earle and even Hank Williams III, old Shelton's music isn't quite as country as the new stuff, but it's more country than that, you know, it's more like the old country.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think there are a lot of people that are over the whole top 40 thing.
So how would you describe your music? Because I really don't want to just call it country.
Rock.
Farm rock? Well, I just call it music because I'm into so much stuff. In the same month, I was front row to a Marilyn Manson concert and front row to a George Jones concert.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm into a little of everything. But a lot of people are always like, so what kind of music is that? You know, what is it? And then, of course, you know, there's a lot of those narrow-minded people that if you say it's country, they don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's those people that, you know, if you say it's rock, they won't listen to it because they're more into the country stuff.
Yeah, I just do it, you know, let it roll and let other people just call it, just find, try to find opportunities to make records every year or year and a half.
So are you working on a new actual studio album?
Yeah, I'm writing like crazy right now and getting the pieces together to make a new studio record. And I'm real close.
Cool.
But,
gone
in the studio yet.
So, what was the deal with the live record? Was that just kind of something to do until you had the studio record?
You know, I don't like to look at it like that, but, it's kind of the way it is. I'd never done one, and a lot of those tunes, stuff that isn't available on the studio record, you know, I wanted to get out and on the last record. And it's just good timing. Those guys called and said, hey, you know, we'll put it out. And they were really cool and out of New York, and that was kind of cool. We got to go up there and shoot a video from the country. And you know, it's good timing.
So is the video for the live version of I'm Country or the studio? Okay. That's cool. I've listened to the live CD constantly the past couple weeks. Sounds really good quality. Sounds like the show is pretty exciting. I'm hoping to get to see you sooner or later.
Pretty fun. You know, it's we left every mistake, every out-of-tune guitar. We didn't fix anything. And I don't know, that's kind of the way I wanted to do it.
Well, that's one thing I did notice. It's just, it's the live show. I mean, it's not polished, not fixed up, not redone. I mean, it's exactly the way it would have been if you'd been there watching.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I really liked about it. And you can tell you're having fun with it, but you're not worried about being so serious. I mean, that's hard to do with a lot of people. If you know it's being recorded, they try so hard to be perfect and serious, and you were still you.
Pretty funny show.
Yeah, it's funny stuff. The Dope Smoking song, of course, is one of those that everybody around here seems to like an awful lot. Whether they smoke pot or not, that's one of their favorite songs.
That's for sure. I wrote that a while back. That's a long time ago. We did it with Hank Flamingo and the band I was in for 9.5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, people kind of like that. And that's another reason to do the live record. People were really wanting to buy that, and it's only on this old Capricorn record called Compilation 2, Free the Weed.
Mm-hmm.
Got George Clinton and Willie Nelson and a bunch of other people on it, but kind of hard to find, so we put it on this record so that people could have a copy of it.
You can ever do a studio version of that?
Well, I don't know. You know, it has to be a good question, actually. It's kind of a live song, you know?
Yeah.
If we did a studio version of it, it'd probably be a lot of people in the studio.
Yeah, singing along with it.
Yeah.
I downloaded that from somewhere a long time ago. Like, back when I first got the first album, and I was listening to that nonstop, and I was like, well, there's got to be more stuff of him out here. And that's the only other song I could find.
Wow.
And it was pretty close to a studio sound. I mean, it sounded pretty good quality. And what was that?
Is there a recitation on it, like a guy talking in it?
No, actually, I think it just starts up with
fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it goes in.
That's from Hippolyta.
Oh, okay.
Man, yeah. There's so many people who downloaded that song. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's one of those songs like. I notice a lot of bands will come out, they won't even have an album out yet, and then people will sing every word of some of their songs, you know. That's one of those songs that even if they don't know it's you, they know the song.
Yeah, man, it's pretty freaky when you do it somewhere in a club. You know, we can't do it everywhere, and we don't choose to do it everywhere. We
just
kind of select it where we play it, but, in the right club, you know, we play it. You know, we play about 70% of the time. Excuse me, man. I'm just waking up, but it's pretty freaky when people already know.
Well, and I've noticed a lot of people, like around here, like I was at a party recently, and they were playing some downloaded music they'd gotten off the internet somewhere, and it was like David Allan Coe doing Eminem songs and stuff like that, and I'm like, well, that stuff's crazy, and I was like, well, I've got this really cool song by this guy, Trent Sumner, and they were like, what is it, and I told them, and they were like, no, man, that's not... that guy, that's David Allan Coe, and then they played it for me, and it was your song, but
it's mislabeled.
Yeah, it was listed. Yeah, it was listed as David Allan Coe.
Tell me that.
But that's kind of funny.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, it's like
it's David Allan Coe.
I was in a old band called Dark Humor, one day we were playing on the internet, and we were typing in. That was when Marilyn Manson first started making it big. So we typed in his name on a search engine. The first picture we found was a picture of his naked ass. And then my buddy said, you know you're famous when you can type in your name on the internet and find a picture of your naked ass. I guess you know you've made it when people think you're David Allan Coe.
Run DAC.
Crazy, crazy.
We played with him recently in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. I've never got the chance to see him. I want to see him. I think it'd be a cool show. Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess while we were talking about the Dope Smoke song, one thing I was going to ask is, the people that you mentioned in that song, do you know if they've heard it yet or not? I know Willie has, but I was wondering what they thought of it.
Oh, I don't know. I wonder what they think. Willie has heard it.
Mm-hmm.
He did it at Farm Aid, but not that he was necessarily standing beside us when we did it, but
yeah.
Mickey Raphael, my Monica Brown,
yeah,
sat in with us. Pretty cool. But I don't know about Jerry Lee and Johnny Cash.
Yeah, we had the great opportunity to hang out with Willie back in October, about 3 years ago. He was a really cool guy. I could see him digging the song. And just like a couple weeks ago, we hung out with Merle Haggard. And I was like inches from asking him if he had heard it, but you know, I was afraid then he'd be like, well, who's that? I've never heard of that guy. So how long have you been playing?
I've been doing this, you know, kind of about 7 years.
Okay. So do you have anything else out other than that first record?
Well, the Hank Flamingo record.
Oh, okay.
A really great record with this band. I was there for 9.5 years to get a record on the label name now.
Okay. I'm going to have to try to find that.
Yeah. Got terrible artwork. But
terrible artwork. Okay, what about Kenny Vaughn? He's playing on the first album, right? Was he like with you from the beginning, or did you hire him on? Or?
We kind of put that band together to make the record, and he toured with us for a while. He's so busy here in Nashville playing, and you know, doing records and stuff. And his wife is like one of the most sought after singers and fiddle players. And they've got two kids. And they're just, you know, he's good.
Okay.
He actually is out with Marty Stewart right now.
Yeah, I just met him recently. That's what made me think of that. I'd seen him, and well, I didn't know he was playing with Marty, and Marty came on, and of course I was more interested in watching Kenny than Marty, because I'm a big fan of Lucinda and that type of music, and I knew he played with both of you, and I was just like,
great.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, it's Kenny Vaughn.
Demos and stuff.
Okay.
I'll write. I have a writing deal here in town. I write, try to get cuts on other artists. I've got a song coming out on Gary Allen's new record.
Okay.
Comes out September 20th.
That's cool. But
it's a really cool song. I think you'll like it. It's called Guys Like Me. I wrote it with this dude named Costas, who's written a bunch of.
I'm so sick of
all the new
stuff. It's like in the punk rock world, it's like everything went so sugar coated and candy covered. Let's get on the radio. And I'm like, man, that's not what punk rock is. Punk rock isn't perfectly clean, preppy looking people, you know, getting chicks. Punk rock is, I'm pissed off because I can't get chicks. And, you know, country music has just changed so much. And yours is just one of the few people that's still doing it the way I think it should be done.
We get a lot of support on the road. Some people really do.
Well, I could tell you're definitely a live band. I mean,
yeah,
it's good on the record, but to see it live, I can't wait till I get the chance.
It should be huge.
You're like the perfect bar band, in my opinion.
Yeah, we really are. I mean, that's where we shine.
Well, and you've got that aura about you. You're one of those guys that I think anybody could walk up to and hang out with and talk to and buddy up with and get drunk with, but then at the same time, you've got the whole, you could be the perfect rock star too, you know. You've got, I don't know, you fit perfectly with it.
I appreciate you saying all those kind of things, and it's, you know, you just, heck, you know, I don't know, I never have got the whole star thing, you know, I mean, there's, like playing a sport, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing a sport, just go do it, you know.
Well, if you're not having fun with it, you know, there's no point doing it, and you seem to be having fun with it. And I definitely wish you the best. I mean,
thanks,
I
would, man. Come see us when you can. Check the website. It's not always updated, but we do the best we can. And then, you know, if you're ever in these parts, give me a call.
Definitely. I've got the number. All right, all right.
No problem.
Well, I do appreciate the talk. You have a good day.
How's the weather up in Kentucky?
Oh, it's been raining hard as hell. And, like, right now it's actually kind of clear for probably the next 20 minutes, and then it'll change again.
Right. Take her easy.
Okay, you too, man.
Come see if you can.
Sure thing.